This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Britain's ambassador to the United States abruptly resigning today over his leaked diplomatic cables that were critical of President Trump. Sir Kim Darroch saying that he's resigning to put an end to speculation surrounding how long he would stay on in Washington after memos came out recently showing him describing the Trump administration as inept and chaotic. The president had responded on Twitter recently calling Darroch wacky, stupid, and incompetent. An estimated 2 million fans have lined up in New York City for a parade to celebrate the U.S. Women's Soccer Team World Cup victory. This man says he's there to
get a glimpse of the team, show them that, like, you know, we're out here, we appreciate them and all the work that they put in, even if they, you know, only in the spotlight every few years. Hopefully that changes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkelman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident, but I think it's clear at this point that this was a preventable tragedy.
A federal appeals court panel is grilling attorneys general about whether the Affordable Care Act violates the Constitution. They're weighing whether to uphold a Texas judge's ruling that strikes down the health care reform law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's likely to end up back at the Supreme Court.
I think the important thing for the public to know is there's nobody in the Senate not in favor of covering pre-existing conditions. Nobody.
The High Court narrowly ruled in favor of the law in 2012. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taxpayers in California are now providing public health care to young illegal immigrants, whether they want to or not. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill into law yesterday, making illegal immigrants aged 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program, as the Golden State became the first state in the nation to do so. State officials say they expect the plan will cover about 90,000 people at a cost of $98 million. The last ever Volkswagen Beetle will be rolling off the assembly line in Mexico today. The iconic Beetle is retiring once and for all after more than 70 years of production, with a ceremony to be held at the factory. The facility is being retooled to create a new compact SUV for the North American market. VW stopped producing the original version of the Beetle in 2003. The last Beetle that rolls off the line will be on display at a Volkswagen museum in Puebla, Mexico. And Netflix is losing Friends. Reruns of the iconic 90s TV show show will leave Netflix, joining a new service called HBO Max, the second former NBC series to leave Netflix in the past month, as The Office is also leaving in 2021. Remember, you can find out more about USA Radio Networks by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And just like that, we're back with you. How are you, America? Hope it's a great day for you. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, the one and only James Hurston, best-selling author, media analyst, and legal analyst, joins us now. Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
Sounded like you almost said beleaguered analyst, which sometimes I feel like, you know, with this fast news cycle and what's really happened in America, the betrayal of America by its media.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, a lot of other quarters as well, but it's great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, appreciate the time, buddy. Yes, I think we all could probably fall under that umbrella of being a bit beleaguered. I mean, here it is coming off the heels of our 243rd Independence Day declaration. And, you know, it's an opportunity for America to reconnect with its very soul and reason for being, right?
It should be. It ought to be, but it seemed like it was an opportunity for the American left once again to express their hatred for this country. And you have to say that what it is hatred. The interesting thing was that the lead up to President Trump's Independence Day celebration featured stories by all kinds of people in the mainstream press, particularly the broadcast media, hyperventilating about this upcoming event that was going to be partisan, and it was going to be jingoistic, and it was going to feature ego of the president, and on, all the way up until the moment that the president gave a speech, which turned out to be a classy, patriotic speech about the birth of America, about historical highlights, that as we saw military aircraft fly overhead, if there was nothing that resembled the preview that the media had given, they once again had egg all over their face.
Exactly.
But didn't report honestly.
Well, of course not.
Obviously.
James, the media and all these hate Trumpers, they're like cows out in the field already in a tipping position. I mean, it's so easy for Donald Trump. I mean, it's not even, you know, he doesn't even have to waste a lot of time. He just walks by, and his mere shadow causes them to fall over. Because they're already in such a lean and such a prejudicial position that it's just like, you know, and even everyday Americans just look at it and just go, okay, well, there's fake news again, and here's a lost opportunity instead of coming together and being unified and celebrating America's birthday and independence and all the, as you say, the different stories that abound. I mean, and we're losing some of those stories every day, James, as you know. Our World War II vets, I think World War One. There's no surviving World War One vet. Is there anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and so here we are, and we're losing roughly 1,000 vets. I mean, and we're just only talking about, you know, military. But there's other stories outside of the military of, you know, people who came here with pennies in their pocket. You know, a good friend and a restaurateur there in Orange County, California, that you know of, Gulliver's Restaurant, the owner who took over, he was a Russian immigrant. And he told me of his story of coming to America, you know, from Russia. And he was he had less than $500 in his pocket. He worked as a you know, as a bottle washer and dishwasher in the back rooms of restaurants in L.A. out in the valley, and worked his way up and, you know, bought a restaurant, eventually ends up buying this iconic restaurant that, you know, the Duke John Wayne used to hang out at. In fact, his telephone connection is still in the booth there in the bar area of Gulliver's Restaurant. I keep threatening to hook it up to see if he'll answer or something, you know, so.
No, and in the light of those stories, in the light of the exceptional aspects of America, much like the media will do on the lead up to important religious holidays,
exactly,
like right before Easter, right before Christmas, these stories will come out in the media questioning whether Jesus Christ was real. Mm-hmm. Well, similar to that, the New York Times released a video which basically questioned whether America's great. Mm-hmm. And the video basically said, not so great. It's okay, but not so great. And talked about the various criticisms and canards that we hear from the left. And, you know, the fact is, it's kind of like in my profession as a lawyer, the way people talk about our criminal justice system. They say, yeah, it's not perfect. Yeah, it's got problems. But when you look at the world, it's the best in
exactly.
the world. And that's
right.
true.
Right.
That's true of our health care.
And it's and not it's not there to settle.
America.
Yeah. And we're not there to
America
settle for it. Right.
America as a system of government, what America is, America as a place for innovation, there is no comparison in the world. And that's, of course, the reason that we have an immigration problem, because everyone knows they want to come here.
Exactly.
They don't want to go. You know, people tell us, well, Finland, recently a poll came out and said, well, people in Finland are the happiest in the world, they said. And Finland, of course, has Bernie Sanders-style government, which
right.
they're running from in droves.
Right.
But Finland doesn't seem to have this big problem where everybody wants to go to Finland.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All of these countries, the number one place, the number one place that if you take a survey, you don't even have to, anywhere in the world, they want to come to America, just like Neil Diamond's old song.
Exactly.
And
they're all coming.
Because
yeah.
it's the greatest country in the world. And there's nothing wrong with saying that.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that we're supremacists. You know what it means? We're honest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you tell me, James. I mean, here it is. We had the women win the World Cup, and now all hell is breaking loose for equal pay. Will you tell me what other country? You think in Saudi Arabia the women could be jumping up and down and calling for equal pay? Do you think how many other countries could they be expressing their dissatisfaction with not getting the same amount of pay as the men get? And yet, here it is, the women have won the cup now twice, right?
I mean, winning the cup, you know, they're a wonderful team to compete in the world of women. I guess until the transgender groups get a hold of soccer. But the fact is, it's a wonderful achievement. But, you know, if we look at, let's take the sport of basketball. Do the women's basketball leagues, those great athletes get paid the same as the men's basketball?
No, not hardly.
Of course not.
Right.
And it's a product of economic reality. It's how many people either, you know, subscribe, watch, go to the games, it's just a fact. I mean, I suppose, you know, we can't have inserted fairness, coerced fairness. That's essentially what socialism and communism teach.
Right.
But so this idea that people's pay should be equal simply because somebody had an accomplishment, it's absolutely ludicrous. It's not possible. Like that example I gave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know the NBA salaries have soared to a level where people, similar to baseball, similar to all sports, but it has to do with the draw.
Exactly.
If you look at, for example,
James, real quick, we got to pause. We got to go to break, James, right now. We'll be back. More from James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent, just the way you like to hear for us. Our conversation with James Hurston continues. James, as you were saying, I mean, the bottom line is the bottom line. You know, in basketball, but the argument for the women's soccer is that supposedly the demographics in that are holding up. Now, this is a free market system. If the free market will, you know, will bear it up, then the women will make more money. That is a natural progression to take place, and that's what happens in a free market system. And outside of the United States, I don't know of where a free market system like this exists to where women even have a shot at getting some equal pay here.
I mean, the fact is that this women's soccer team, and their win and everything, has brought a lot more money to the sport of women's soccer. A lot more people are going to watch it now. The money's going to be bigger. The salaries are going to go up. But they're not going to be the equivalent of male athletes. And part of that is because if you look at the demographics of the people that consume sports, they're overwhelmingly male.
Exactly.
You go into a sports bar, and it's overwhelmingly the males that are driving the purchasing power. And that's just, so that's something, you know, it may change. It's just like in the world of entertainment, it's completely gender blind. As a matter of fact, in music, I would say probably the salaries of female singers are higher than male singers. But it, you know, it just depends on the artist.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's interesting.
Well, but James, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, though. Part of the issue, though, that could end up hurting this team is the politicization of this team and what, you know, one of their captains, the way she demonstrated herself and displayed herself as being a bit anti-American. You know, at the end of the day, I don't think that's going to help their cause much. Do you?
No, I don't. And, it, you know, there's a whole concept of wokeness.
Mm-hmm.
And social justice warrior mentality that's infecting not just sports, but infecting the entertainment business and business as a whole. And it's troubling. They're not making decisions based on their customers. As a matter of fact, what they're doing is offending their customers. And that, you know, we recently saw that with Nike.
With Nike, exactly.
And
I was going to say
Nike. Yeah. First, by making Colin Kaepernick the poster boy of the Just Do It campaign. But then, with listening to him, when they had a shoe that was coming out for Independence Day, it featured the Betsy Ross flag on the back of the shoe, that he made a ludicrous, ridiculous statement that somehow that would be offensive because it was at a time when there was still slavery in the country. You see, the fact is he's so ignorant of history, he didn't know that Betsy Ross was an abolitionist. That Betsy Ross is one of the great Americans who led to the abolition of slavery. And she should be honored. She's also kind of an early feminist. But the big thing is she designed basically what is today's American flag, with the exception of the number of stars, because we increased the number of states. Or at that time, there were colonies. But this is a problem where Nike is basically getting into this corporate virtue signaling, and they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it on your show. We've got these entertainment companies from the left coast. And now we've got people from all over the business world who are pandering to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very troubling thing. We're talking about very powerful multinational corporations using their business clout and power to undermine local legislative process in states across this country.
Right. And the most recent, of course, in Atlanta, in Georgia, and of course, you know what's going on there. You've got these film companies saying, "Hey, look at, I'm not going to film in Georgia." But of course, you know, there's some people that you know could care less about what they're going to do, and whether it's you know. Clint Eastwood and his team said, "No, hey, that's not a problem. I'm happy to, you know, we're going to produce movies, you know, wherever we want, wherever they're appropriate, and we're not going to boycott. We're not going to be part of that game, right?"
No, I mean, right. Disney, Netflix, Warner Media, AMC, a whole bunch of companies are basically, right now, they're in a threatened mode, mm-hmm. and they're threatening to inflict damage on the state of Georgia's economy to pull out basically jobs mm-hmm. if that state, the citizens of Georgia, don't basically fold and change their beliefs and believe the way the elites do on the left coast. But this kind of thing is happening beyond the entertainment business. There was a full-page ad with the signatures of hundreds of CEOs and chairmen of businesses that appeared in the New York Times that was basically attacking legislation that gave legal protections to freeborn human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, these people in Hollywood are so, they lack self-awareness. They're so blind to their own hypocrisy. They're filming in the Emirates, the United Arab Emirates, mm-hmm. in Tunisia, in Jordan. They're distributing in China. These are places where women have far more restrictions than anything Georgia has come up with.
Yeah, they would love to have some reproductive right close to what we have here in America, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not just, of course, so-called reproductive rights. It's any right.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Certainly free speech rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's dissent rights. So they're hypocrites completely. But this has been spreading, you know. B of A basically said it won't lend money to people who operate these immigration centers who are in the private prison business, yeah. Basically following the lead of Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, other left-wing Democrats who are attacking the private prison industry that actually saved taxpayers tons of money mm-hmm. through privatization. But B of A does it. So in this world of corporate virtue signaling, J.P. Morgan does it, Wells Fargo, and other financial institutions. And this is it's almost as if it's a contagion that the mm-hmm. liberalism of Hollywood just spread into yeah. other businesses other than entertainment. We all
how much of this is corporate blackmail, James?
Well, it's kind of a corporate blackmail in the sense that we have these left-wing groups who are so incredibly active, and they are good with social media technology where they can make themselves look far bigger than they are, or small numbers of people can look much bigger than they are. Because the vast majority of Americans, to a very large percentage, support the kind of legislation that's in Georgia.
Exactly.
They support other kinds of legislation, you know, the so-called bathroom protection bills that say we really don't want somebody being in the bathroom with my daughter.
And look who's leading the way on those, James. James, look who's leading the way on that. Mostly women. Mostly women are leading that, whether it has to do with reproductive rights, and I would say not, I'm not talking about, you know, some of these radical Hollywoodites. I'm talking about the everyday woman on Main Street. She's the one leading the charge. She's the one like a mama bear that's protecting their child and does not want them to be subjected to all kinds of insanity in a local restroom.
I mean, this has gotten out of control. Real quick here, we only got about 20 seconds left, James. Is Colin Kaepernick, I mean, Nike says Colin Kaepernick is actually helping them when it comes to sales. Do you think that's true?
I'm very skeptical of some of the data that has come out claiming that he's helping them.
Well, we got to leave it there for now, but to be continued, best-selling author, media analyst, and legal professor, we're talking James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Take care.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap, Woot.com is turning 15? That's right, the site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Britain's ambassador to the United States abruptly resigning today over his leaked diplomatic cables that were critical of President Trump. Sir Kim Darroch saying that he's resigning to put an end to speculation surrounding how long he would stay on in Washington after memos came out recently showing him describing the Trump administration as inept and chaotic. The president had responded on Twitter recently calling Darroch wacky, stupid, and incompetent. An estimated 2 million fans have lined up in New York City for a parade to celebrate the U.S. Women's Soccer Team World Cup victory. This man says he's there to
get a glimpse of the team, show them that, like, you know, we're out here, we appreciate them and all the work that they put in, even if they, you know, only in the spotlight every few years. Hopefully that changes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as if we don't have enough to be concerned about here in summer with the things that can be so irritating and problematic. I mean, here I am in Florida. I'm a California boy. I'm in Florida. I'm dealing with no sands. These bugs, they love Mexican meat. I don't know what it is. Before, when I first got here, maybe vitamin B kept them away. But now, I mean, they look at me. I guess I'm the new white meat for them or something. I don't know, they're just killing me here. But seriously, on another note, with all these summer activities, they may result in exposure to a bacteria that can cause a chronic lung condition. You ready for this? A pulmonologist and patient are here with us to raise awareness about non-tuberculosis mycobacterial lung disease. I hope I'm saying that right. Mycobacterial, that's NTM lung disease, okay? That's for sure. I'm not a doctor, okay? I've played one in a couple of movies, that's it, but, you know, not in real life. But we have a real doctor here with us, Dr. Patrick Flume. He's the pulmonologist and professor of medicine and pediatrics at the Medical University of South Carolina and our voluntary patient, NTM lung disease patient. Debbie is with us. Debbie and Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you very much.
Well, doctor, you can say these words, and so it's easy for you because you live with it all the time. And but to explain to our audience what NTM lung disease is and why it's so important for people to know about it.
Thank you. Well, first, you did say it correctly. NTM are non-tuberculous mycobacteria. These are bacteria which are common in the environment. They're in the soil, they're in the water supply, so we're all being exposed. But most of us are not going to be affected by them. There are people, however, who are more vulnerable. They have chronic lung diseases, they have immune deficiencies, and they can develop chronic persistent infection with NTM that can result in what we call NTM lung disease, which is a chronic, progressive, and often serious lung disease.
So what symptoms do we need to look for, and who's most at risk?
So the people who are most at risk are those who have chronic underlying lung disease, like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, like emphysema, bronchiectasis, cystic fibrosis, or immune deficiencies. And the symptoms that they often present with sometimes are respiratory. They may have persistent cough. They can produce sputum, phlegm. But other symptoms are typically nonspecific, like night sweats, low-grade fevers, overwhelming fatigue, weight loss. It's almost like having the flu all the time.
Mm, yeah. Wow. Debbie, for you, tell us your story. How long did it take to get your NTM lung disease diagnosis?
Wow. Well, it took me about 15 years.
Wow.
Not feeling so good and not knowing why.
Mm-hmm.
So I was misdiagnosed. I'd gone from doctor to doctor. One doctor told me that I had borderline asthma. The next one said, no, the test didn't show that. Another doctor thought I had lung cancer. And some other people I've spoken to, they have been misdiagnosed with tuberculosis and quarantined for a while.
Mm.
But I finally had an episode where I was feeling really bad and was at a family dinner, and I could not function. I had to go to bed. I had night sweats and fever and very bad exhaustion. And that propelled me to look further. And finally, I did find somebody that was able to take the test for that, which is a CAT scan, which looked abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took a sputum sample that they sent to a lab that was able to diagnose. And since the diagnosis, and I've had treatments on and off, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the lifestyle change and how do you reduce exposure to the bacteria now in your daily life, now that you're aware of what's going on?
Okay, so as far as reducing exposure, I try to stay away from indoor hot tubs and anything that mist on patios and in the produce section. No indoor hot tubs or swimming pools.
Mm.
And my husband and I were deciding at one point to move to Florida, which had lots of humidity and mold and things of that sort. So we decided.
I can attest to that, Debbie.
Yeah.
I can attest to that.
Okay, and so. We decided to retire in the desert of California, which worked out very well. I feel so much better there.
Right. Excellent. Well, speaking of exposure, Dr. Flum, how are people, and, Debbie cited a couple of areas, but what other things do we need to be sensitive and aware of in terms of being exposed to NTM bacteria?
So these bacteria are present in the soil and in the water supply, so there are some pragmatic efforts one can do to try to reduce their exposure. So if they're working with the soil, trying to reduce dust, so maybe dampening the soil or with gardening, actually wearing a mask to try to prevent inhalation of these particles. And in the water supply, as Debbie had suggested, avoiding things like hot tubs. These bacteria like water. Some have suggested increase in the temperature in your hot water heater may reduce the burden of bugs. And then you can find them in shower heads. So some have suggested going to broader nozzle shower heads so you don't have as much mist, or just skipping showers and going to baths. And these are just some of the steps some have recommended to try to reduce your exposure.
Wow. This is quite pervasive. Now, is the pervasiveness of this bacteria, is this on the increase?
So the incidence is increasing, and some of this could be because we're actually seeing more patients who are susceptible to infection. But another good reason is because people are actually thinking about it more, and so they're beginning to identify those patients that already have had disease. So although it's considered a rare disease, we're identifying more and more patients every year with the condition.
Yeah. Debbie, for you, based on your experience, I'm sure you cannot even think of anybody else going through what, you know, the hell you went through for 15 years. What is your recommendation to people?
Well, I think a good recommendation is not counting on internet information because that could be scary and incorrect. Mm-hmm. There's a great website out there called aboutntn.com, and they provide a great deal of information. So before you even go to a doctor, be armed with information. Also, maybe attending a support group and listening to other people's stories to get information that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all very helpful because I know, in my experience anyway, and of course I was diagnosed almost 20 years ago, there was not the information out there that there is today. But you need to go and have the information, and sometimes you even need to educate your doctors, the ones that don't know enough about it, and ask them to refer you to a pulmonary specialist or an infectious disease specialist that specializes in this.
Exactly. Well, Debbie and Dr. Flum, we have to let you go. I appreciate the time and all the information that you've shared with us. The big takeaway, Dr. Flum, as we wrap things up, you know, that you want our audience to hold on to after our conversation.
Thank you.
I just want people to...
Okay. All right. We knew they had to go at a certain time. So, again, check out the website about ntm.com. And as Debbie says, be armed with information. And we need to be aware of the exposure of this. I mean, it all seems so subtle. Maybe you haven't heard about it. I got to be honest with you. I haven't heard a lot about NTM myself. And we're grateful for Dr. Flum and Debbie to come on the show and, you know, enlighten us on this. And, Akasha, I mean, here's Debbie dealing with this for 15 years. Can you imagine? 15 years she's been dealing with this, and how many other people out there? That's my question, you know, is how many other people are out there, you know, dealing with NTM, not knowing it, getting the breadth of diagnosis from different doctors. I mean, how disconcerting can that be? Well, okay. So check it out. Make sure you check out the website if you have any inkling whatsoever. And I think Debbie's wisdom and advice is well noted. You know, be armed with information. You know, check things out. One of the things I always say to people, especially in any kind of medical journey in crisis they may be in, it doesn't hurt to journal. You know, make a note of what your day is like, what you're experiencing. This is great information for you to be armed with, to take in and explain to your doctor so that they can give you a proper diagnosis. So make sure you check out their website, aboutntm.com. Some awesome information there for you. And, you know, if it's something that you need to, you know, consider, all the more we're happy to help and hope that this has been helpful for you. So, you know, our thanks to Dr. Patrick Flum, a pulmonologist and professor of medicine and pediatrics at the Medical University of South Carolina, and our patient, Debbie, who went through the experience herself. So we appreciate them sharing with us. The conversation continues here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you wonder why the Democrats want illegal immigrants counted in the 2020 census? Well, it's that old axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for. So obviously there must be some reward in them dar hills. Rachel Alexander, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on is if you have more people that you can count, you're going to get more electoral votes and you're going to get more members of Congress. And so these big, you know, blue liberal states like California, they want to count illegal immigrants so they get more electoral votes. And the way, you know, that will affect them is in the election, they're going to end up throwing much more electoral votes at the Democrats.
Exactly. And, of course, this negates citizens' votes, right? I mean, that's the first thing, I think, why some of these states are claiming foul. Not only are they losing seats in the legislature, but losing electoral votes. And it is influencing the vote count by virtue of illegals being counted in the census.
Yeah. It's absolutely doing that because you now have these electoral votes that are representing these illegal immigrants. So it's no longer just about citizens voting. And that's why I argue in my article that we need to move to a national popular vote where everyone's vote actually gets counted. And in every state, it makes a difference because you're no longer just giving all the electoral votes to one party.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does that work in terms of what the founding fathers intended with the Electoral College, Rachel? Because what it was, what they were fearful of, is that you would end up having majority rule, and in these popular states like California and New York that are obviously one-sided, I mean, you're really asking, you know, Republicans who have not fared well in either of the bookend states of the country to, you know, go fight an uphill battle. And those are just two.
Well, if you look at the founding fathers, they, you know, never decided to adopt this winner takes all in each state. In fact, they were leaning the other direction into going with a national popular vote. But they would still have an electoral college. It would just treat, you know, the votes differently. And, you know, we've done the numbers. We've crunched the numbers and done the math. And basically, there are more people living in rural areas than are living in the top, you know, most populated 100 cities. So conservatives actually can win if we change to a national popular vote.
Really? Well, that's interesting. We may have to get into this a little bit more so people can understand how that would play out, because the suggestion has been, whenever talking about a popular vote, that you could probably kiss a Republican president bye-bye forever.
Yeah, and that's where they're wrong. And, you know, people on our side keep saying we're never going to, you know, win with a national popular vote, but if we had a national popular vote, people would campaign differently. You know, Trump wouldn't just campaign in the 12 swing states. He would go and, you know, campaign in the rural areas and, you know, bring up issues that those types of people care about and, you know, do a totally different campaign. Hillary ran a campaign that was more like a national popular vote campaign the last time around. You know, she ignored the most important swing states like Wisconsin, and that's why she ended up winning the national popular vote, but not the election.
Mm-hmm. Now, the national popular vote interstate compact, as you wrote about, you say is completely different from what national Democrats talk about and does not abolish the Electoral College. So explain that.
Yeah, I mean, basically you would still have the electors that are in the Electoral College for each state, but they would just cast their vote in favor of whichever candidate, probably not explaining this the right way, but let's say there was 11 electoral votes, mm-hmm. and, you know, 60% of the state went for Republicans and 40% of the state went for the Democrats. They would split up those electoral votes between Republicans and Democrats.
So it would be proportional then?
Correct.
Right, exactly. Well, you can see where that could make some sense. And do you think that the reason the all-or-nothing electoral college system that's enacted now, that is in play now, is what people are irritated by and why they're calling for, you know, the popular vote versus the electoral college?
Yes, people are very frustrated with the current system. Nobody pays attention to any other state during the elections except the 12 swing states. You know, the presidents will shower pork on the 12 states that other states don't get because, you know, they want the votes. And so basically the rest of us who are in, you know, outside of those 12 states, it's like our votes don't count.
Wow. Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point. I mean, obviously, I think we're ripe for some, you know, some change here. But obviously, it's not going to happen by 2020. We might be a couple of voting cycles down the road before we could really talk about something as revolutionary as this. What do you think?
Yeah, it depends on how fast state legislatures pass it. You know, as soon as we've got a majority of state legislators that are at the electoral votes that have implemented this, it will happen. So it could happen in 4 years, but you would have to have a little faster movement. Right now it's going a little slower than that.
What impact would this have possibly on illegal immigrants voting?
Well, you know, you would still need to watch for that, but, you know, federal law generally requires, you know, that you show, at least I know here in Arizona, they're pretty picky. You can't vote federally unless you have identification.
Right.
So, I mean, it might have to be dealt with on a state-by-state basis.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was in Raleigh for almost a year, I transferred there, and I didn't have all my voting documents and everything transferred to Raleigh. And so when I went to vote, I said, "Well, can I cast a vote?" And they said, "No, you can't. You're not a legal resident." So I was glad that they had that rule, and they were mindful of that there. But I know in other states that isn't necessarily the case. I mean, people have been bussed across state lines to vote more than once. I mean, these are the kind of shenanigans that's taken place, and you wonder, in light of all this Russian collusion and Russian interference, that our government would be more vigilant about ensuring the veracity of our electorate.
Well, the Democrats want the illegal immigrants voting because they know they're more likely to vote Democrat, and so they deliberately try to get rid of these voter ID laws in states, and that's where we hear of all the fraud, because they're allowing people to vote who don't have ID.
Well, I still maintain that the length of time that people can vote, I don't know why we just don't go back to a national holiday, voting day, have one day only. I mean, if you've got people overseas and some absentee ballots that are absolutely necessary, other than that, I mean, the window of opportunity and, you know, of voting, it just opens up this opportunity of voter fraud, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that, you know, voting in person, there are some advantages to that. But, I mean, here in Arizona, we've had absentee ballots for so many years. You know, I can't imagine people wanting to go back to the reverse.
Well, I don't mind the absentee ballot, you know, especially, again, for military people who are away from the area. Like for me, when I was in Raleigh, that I could have voted absentee, and but the paperwork didn't get to me in time. But regardless, it's just, you know, I mean, I think that in cases there should be accommodation for that. But to have, you know, a voting window that goes on for weeks, I think just opens us up for all kinds of, you know, shenanigans.
Yeah, it can, you know, especially if some of those people who are on the permanent early voter, you know, registration list, so you get the ballot while it's automatically mailed to you. If Democrats, you know, figure out who's died and they can intercept their mail, you know, then they're able to go vote for them.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Rachel Alexander. Rachel is a senior editor at The Stream. You go to stream.org for more information. Rachel, one of the topics that we didn't get a chance to talk about last time we were in discussion here had to do with Kamala Harris. She raised some ire in the first debate with Joe Biden, and it seems that that battle between the two continue. But once she did this caused a lot of people to look into Kamala Harris's background. And what we're finding out is pretty interesting, is it not?
Yeah, well, she attacked Joe Biden and, you know, basically called him a racist and said she was offended, you know, because she's a black woman who was busted as a child. But the truth of the matter is she's not an African-American in the definition. When you look up African American and it says you're descended from African slaves, and
right.
She's not, because she's half Jamaican, she's half Indian. Her parents moved here in the early 1960s, the tail end of the Jim Crow era. So her ancestors didn't undergo things like that. In fact, her ancestors were slave owners, her dad said. So when she calls for things like reparations, you're wondering, what is she going to give reparations herself to other people?
Right. Well, is it because of her skin color only? Is that going to be the definition? Or do they have to have some, you know, some basis, like you say? Are they coming from, you know, African heritage?
Well, the reparations she's calling for are financial assistance with black ownership. And, you know, like the rest of the Democrats, they're not limiting it to just African Americans. They're anyone who's black.
Right. Well, after she had her brouhaha with Joe Biden and all but took him out, I said, well, wait and see if he can come back. He doesn't seem to be coming back very successfully. He's very awkward still. He's on another apology tour. But meanwhile, she kind of backed off from her statement and reformed her statement from the debate, did she not?
The media seems to like her more than they like Joe Biden.
I think that's true. We'll have to leave it there, and the conversation will continue in the weeks ahead. Rachel Alexander from thestream.org. She's a senior editor there. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The March of Dimes and